All right. You're listening to Green Left Radio. And for our first interview of the program, we're going to be interviewing Deputy Secretary of the ASU, Victoria and Tasmania Division, Michelle Jackson. Basically, Geelong Library workers are going on strike today, and in fact, they're going to actually be having an action, I think, from 3 o'clock outside the Geelong Library. So if you happen to be listening to Geelong, I definitely kind of encourage you to get there. So, but anyway, we'll go start finding out about this strike from Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Yes, good morning, Jacob.
So, Michelle, can you give us, I guess, a bit of background for the Geelong Library workers who are kind of going on strike, and what has kind of led to this kind of moment? In fact, I first actually heard about the potential of a strike from a fellow Geelong Library worker delegate who I'm in contact with as early, I think, as May. So what can you tell us about the background to this?
Okay, so... Yes, our members, as you've said, are going on strike this afternoon because they are extremely frustrated with management. This agreement expired a year ago now, and these workers have not had a pay increase for 2 years. Management has been very slow at coming to the table and putting reasonable offers on the table, so that's why they're taking this action today.
And can you tell us about some of the, can you tell us, I guess, about some of the kind of issues kind of compared to kind of other kind of library kind of services? Because, I mean, I've heard sort of different kind of reports on the kind of conditions of library workers, with some cost cutting by different sort of libraries, and also, yeah. And some of these kind of cost cuttings has been kind of justified by the COVID-19 pandemic. And I guess has that sort of also influence been a sort of influence on the kind of management in terms of their their decisions to not give any reasonable increase to workers at the Geelong Library?
Yeah, look, I think there's no doubt that they've exploited COVID for their own benefit. It's certainly made it a lot more difficult to bargain during that period with, you know, libraries being shut down at various times and people not physically in the workplace. But I will point out that this library corporation, their behaviour during COVID was one of the worst. Most libraries kept their staff fully employed and gave them other work that they could do when the libraries weren't physically open, but Geelong Regional Library cut the shifts of more than 50 casual staff, just cut them off. They had no pay, and their workmates, our union members, actually ran a GoFundMe just so these workers would have some money to live on. So, you know, that's some of the background leading into the negotiations and why they've been so stalled. But the Geelong Regional Library, they've been voted the best public library in Victoria 6 years in a row in an annual survey of public libraries. And yet when it comes to pay rates, they're sitting at 45th out of 49 public libraries. So they are one of the biggest and the best library services, yet they are one of the worst paid library services. And on top of that, management has been trying to cut conditions. We have been able to pull some of that back through our industrial actions, but they are still trying to cut things. They're still trying to do things like increase the spread of hours that normal hours can be worked at, which in effect reduces penalty rates.
And I guess the kind of next question, and this is something that you'll possibly be across as a union kind of secretary, but I'm kind of interested in a bit of, a bit of kind of information and data on the kind of rate of unionisation in general within the library kind of workforce. And I guess I want to kind of talk going back to this particular struggle. the kind of lead up, I guess, to this kind of strike, has there been, I guess, a notable kind of increase in the rates of unionisation at the Geelong Library leading into this kind of strike? And how has it compared to kind of like other kind of similar workforce places across Victoria in the library sector?
Yeah, so, look, this particular library service, we've got fantastic union delegates at this library service, and, you know, membership has been increasing out there, I'd say, for the last 3 or 4 years. But, you know, definitely over this period, we are in a very strong position. We've got very good union density, membership density out there, and that means that, you know, we're going to have really effective action at this library service.
And going into kind of the action, can you give us, I guess, the kind of details of the strike? Because this strike is going to be something that the community, the greater community within Geelong, is going to be able to kind of join, because there's a rally planned to kind of support and stand in solidarity with these Geelong library workers who are taking industrial action.
Yes. So we have a barbecue, and we have a rally, and we've already, again, through our active union delegates, we've also got some other ASU members within the Geelong area that will be joining in and supporting these workers, and also some union members from other unions who will also be coming along to support these workers. But we would welcome any members of the public who would also like to come down and come down and have a solidarity sausage and support these workers as well.
Okay. And do you have any, I guess, final comments to make? And also, I mean, how people can support the workers, but obviously the way people can support the workers is by going to the rally today, if you live in the Geelong area. But if there's kind of other ways, feel free to kind of mention it.
So, look, I think the main way at the moment is that you can support the workers is just to come along today to the rally. But any time you are at the library, you know, over the next few weeks, please let the workers know that you support them. It means a lot to them. But what I would like to say with management is, you know, they actually made money during COVID by cutting shifts of casuals in particular. They didn't really lose any revenue, and also some of their costs would have decreased during the lockdown. So they have the money to give these workers a decent pay increase. They're just choosing not to.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Michelle. We get all solidarity to the Geelong Library workers who are taking industrial action today. And yes, we very much hope that they win everything that they're kind of demanding. And yeah, we'll definitely be covering any kind of updates for our future program of what comes out of the industrial action. But yes, thank you very much, Michelle, for being on our program.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Jacob.
All right. So that was Michelle Jackson, who is the assistant, the deputy secretary of the ASU Victorian and Tasmanian branch, and we just had a discussion with her and an interview about the Geelong library workers who are currently taking industrial action today as a result of prolonged negotiations with management, who have cut working conditions and so on, and basically demanding better working conditions for Geelong library workers, which is actually, as kind of Michelle noted, is one of the most highly kind of ranked library services in Victoria, but it has the worst pay for its staff.